out of it.
Because the bullpen's been dreadful.
Yeah.
The question becomes, okay, let's say they solved the repopulating the lineup is going to make it a more formidable offense, like we expect. Starting pitching's held up in spite of the injuries. It's been remarkable, really. In many major metrics, they are top 10 in baseball, just the starting staff. I'm not sure how you fix the bullpen. Is Ty Madden, who is now officially going to the bullpen, okay, cool, but you know what can we expect out of him? You won't know until he's made 10, 15 appearances.
No, you don't know because it's a different mindset being a bullpen arm to being a starter. Does it come with, are you dejected about it because, hey, I thought I was in a rotation and now I'm not? Or do you man up and just own it and say, this is a great opportunity for me. I'm going to go out there and they're going to be counting on me to get two or three innings of work in. I can get that done. Great. It can be a real positive for this team. Without question. I think the other thing with the addition of the guys in a lineup, that can help out the bullpen too, because I don't know, I don't have these numbers in front of me, but I imagine the Tigers are trailing in a bunch of games when the bullpen gets in there. And there's a difference between coming into a game where you're trailing and coming into a game where you're leading. There's a mindset thing. The one mindset is, oh crap, I can't put us deeper in a hole. But the other one is, I got to hold on to this lead. Right? And it's a more positive approach. We got a lead in this game. I'm going to hang on to this. I'm going to do my job in this inning, turn it over to the next guy, and he's going to do the job. So now they might be able to play with lead more often than they have been. And that might have a real positive effect on the bullpen. Or the bullpen just sucks, and who knows?
Yep. It's going to be, it has a chance to, they have a chance to get interesting again. And, you know, they got a long way to go. I said it earlier in the show. I don't think of 14-game winning streaks. I think of 5-game winning streaks, 500 ball. 6-game winning streak, 500 ball. 4-game winning streak, 500 ball. And if you can do that,
then maybe you've done a lot.
Then you've done a lot. And that's way easier said than done. But it feels like the daunting task of winning 10, 12, like making it all up at once is not the way I even think. But they've got 3 in a row here. Every time, though, over in May, where they showed a pulse, and by a pulse, I mean they'd win a game, they'd follow that up with a losing streak. So now that they've won a series and swept this series, I'm not going to get too carried away about what's coming next. There's a lot of proving to do.
No, and A.J. Hinch has been asked, I think, each day, what's the difference? What's the difference? What's the difference? And he's given a similar response to the hitter's approach, and he said they've been aggressive. They've been aggressive. They jumped and ambushed pitchers right out of the gate. Well, it's 3 games in a row where you've done that. Seattle, I'm pretty sure, knows this. And I'm curious to see how Seattle adjusts and how are they going to attack the Tiger bats when their pitchers take them out. Are they going to be, you know, trying to get the first pitch strike and throwing something right over the heart of the plate? Or are they going to be nibbling for corners or throwing it out of the zone and see the Tigers are overly aggressive? And do they all of a sudden, instead of being ahead in counts or knocking a ball down the line for an extra base hit, are they now swinging and missing because there's nothing to hit because the team is adjusted?
Let's go to Marty. You're next on 97.1. Hello, Marty.
How you doing, guys?
What's up?
I'm disappointed in AJ. I think he coaches like it's AI. Whatever the analytics say he does, he doesn't go from the gut. And I wanted to see what you guys thought of that.
Well, did you think that was the case yesterday?
No, I think a light bulb's coming on.
Okay, but, well, so maybe that so. Is, maybe that is the case. Maybe Sunday's game jolted everybody, because I thought Sunday's game was when he took out Montero after the 65 pitches or 64 pitches, whatever it was. I think we all agreed that was a mistake.
Yep.
And after the game, it's not like AJ admitted that was a mistake. He had his logic behind it, and that was the first time I'm like, I don't buy the logic behind it.
And he struggled with that.
I think he was pressing in that game as much as the players have been pressing, and maybe that's a reset point for this team. And since then, they're 3-0, and you know, it was a shaky game on the first game of the series against Tampa on that Monday, but they ended up winning it. And then he sticks with Jack Flaherty through 5 innings. Jack threw a ton of pitches in the 5 innings. Had to take him out, bringing in DeJesus. DeJesus mowed him down. And then you go last night or yesterday with Troy Melton, and he just kept putting him out there. six innings of shutout baseball, not shutout baseball, but pretty good baseball. Well, bring him out for the seventh.
Yeah, hey, I think he
down to seventh. Hey, let's bring him out for the eighth.
Yeah, I was surprised when he went back out there. I think Dickerson was too. On his car, he was like, "Send it," and here comes Troy Melton as he wrapped up the top of the eighth.
So I was following along the last few innings on my phone.
Yeah.
And I was asking myself, okay, would I let Melton come out and pitch again? And my answer was always, yes, he's only thrown 70 pitches at this point. He's only thrown 80 pitches. I'll be careful. This is probably his last day. And then sure enough, he goes eight full innings. He was great.
He did the opposite of what he did with Montero. So,
and still didn't throw 100 pitches.
Yeah. I mean, AJ, we were pretty critical of that move on Sunday, but he also sort of the overall totality, he has definitely made more wrong calls lately than we're accustomed to. I'll withhold all judgment of AJ or any definitive judgment. Let's see what happens when guys get back, because I think it matters.
Yeah, and I think we're both, I'll speak for myself, I think we're both pretty big fans of AJ Hinch. It just, this has been a rough patch with this team, and hopefully they found themselves out of it. What kind of team are they the rest of the way? Don't know.
We got to get into this conversation that Kang overheard yesterday. It was pretty funny. But it got us talking in the office, and we'll bring it to you next at 12:20 on Carson Anderson on 97.1. Once an hour, we'll be answering important cheese questions on this National Cheese Day. A lot of feedback coming in on underrated cheeses. Bill and Wayne says pimento cheese is underrated. John in Plymouth, underrated Carolina Reaper sliced cheese.
Careful with that.
How do you guys feel about the spicy cheese, like pepper jack or something
like that? I like it. I like it a lot.
Yeah. I think it's good, but I mean, you think what cheese does to you, and then you're going to add the element of the heat.
Uh-huh.
It's going to kind of stick with you.
Like a spicy nacho cheese. What do you think about that, Gator?
No.
Bad for the boom boom, right?
Yeah, bad for my boom boom.
Costco goat cheese is kind of the bomb. That's from an unnamed texter. Boys, double cheese on Philly cheesesteak from Jersey Mike's. Fire. Tyler moving to the UP.
I'm not going to turn that down.
How do you feel about this, Gator? The steak and cheese with provolone and whiz. Like two different types of cheese on the steak and cheese.
Yeah, I will tell you that when I've, the one time I was in Philadelphia, so you talking about a day of gluttony.
So, I want to hear this.
Yeah. So we were meeting friends. I was with my buddy, my best friend, who was living in New Jersey at the time. We drove from Jersey to Philly, and then we're going to go from Philly and meet everybody in Baltimore for a weekend in Baltimore with everybody. But we, because Philadelphia was on the way, we decided we were going to pick up cheesesteaks for everybody. But everybody wanted, we were going to get Pat's and Gino's, like the two big cheesesteak places. But my friend Guy said, but we're going to go somewhere else first. We're going to go to Jim's. Jim's cheesesteak in Philly. And it was amazing. It was so good. And what, you know me, I'm a big cheese guy. So I look up at the menu and I'd never ordered cheesesteak before. He's like, yeah, you got to go with wit or not. I'm like, well, do they have any regular cheese? He's like, yeah, they can throw provolone. I'm like, do you think I can go provolone and wit? And like, yes. So I did. And yes, I have done it. And I loved it. Finished a giant cheesesteak. Then we went over to Pat's and Gino's, picked up a bunch of from both of those, drove the next hour and a half or whatever it was to meet the guys in, I think, in Delaware, and then we went to Baltimore, and just to stop and eat the cheesesteak. And yes, I had another full cheesesteak. I had two cheesesteaks in this gullet. It was amazing. I was much younger.
I have a feeling that Doug's never had that experience ever.
Yeah, I was about to say, the things that Doug never has done or ever will do. All right, so, let's get to Kang. Where were you yesterday when you heard this?
I went to a card shop, actually.
Okay.
Went to a short show yesterday. Got a little early.
Yeah. And this happens, I think, to everybody at some point in their life. But explain to the people the conversation you overheard.
So I go to a lot of card shops and card shows. So people talk sports all the time. And I hear misinformation all the time. I usually don't engage. I just go about my business, look through some cards or whatever. But yesterday, it struck me because it hit a personal nerve, right? Two guys were talking. I think, and one guy had a card, and he looked at it. It was an Anthony Richardson card. And he asked the other guy, hey, what do you think about this Anthony Richardson card?
It was right up your alley.
Yeah, exactly. So my ears are already perked.
Oh,
right?
Anthony Richardson.
Yeah. I'm not saying anything, but
people
I'm listening.
People don't know Kang was an Anthony Richardson fan. Coming out of college, thought he'd be a really good quarterback. Blah, blah.
Yeah, whatever. Career's not over yet.
No.
Anyways, so Speaking of bold-ass predictions.
Right.
So the one guy he's talking to asked him, hey, what do you think about this Richardson card? The other guy goes, I don't know, but he's the Lions' backup quarterback. And the guy says, he is? He's like, yeah, he's the Lions' quarterback now, backup. Huh. So you might want to hold on to that. You know, might be able to sell here locally. And the guy goes, really? I did not know that. Are you sure? And he's like, yeah, I'm sure. And this, I told you, I'd never engage. But it's Anthony Richardson. And I thought to myself, did this just happen when I left the station to now? So there's a chance, right? So I'm like, and you know, there was that, I think there was that rumor out there. Somebody, SI or ESPN wrote an article that maybe you should look at Richardson. Yeah. So I actually engaged. I said, did that just happen? Or is this like over the weekend? He goes, I don't know, but I know he's the backup quarterback. And so we, all three of us, break out our phones at this point.
Yeah.
The one guy who did not, who claimed it was Richard was the backup, he was not the first to respond. The other guy was. And he said, no, man, I think that's a rumor. The guy who claimed it, Richardson, was the Lions backup quarterback, finds out it's a rumor on his phone and goes, well, crap. So, huh. And he said he found this out over the weekend. This guy, it was Wednesday. He's like
hanging on to it.
Yes, 4 or 5 days. He's thinking Richardson's the backup quarterback.
How many people he's already told that to?
Yes.
He found over the weekend there were no stories out over the weekend. He kept spewing it.
You wouldn't believe the stuff you hear.
Wow. Gator. That's so great.
Wow.
So the topic is when you just heard misinformation.
Yeah, just straight up, this is a false
this
information.
Is just wrong.
Yeah.
So I was sitting at a Tiger game, trying to remember what year this was. I guess it's irrelevant to the story. And I always like sitting in the stands and kind of like listening to conversations, what the people are talking about. And a guy in front of me was having a conversation about the best baseball player ever, blah, 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 Bo Jackson. And I'm listening to all this. And then he said it with such authority. And everybody was like, wow. He said, with incredible authority, you know, Dave Winfield played Major League Baseball, played in the NBA, and played in the NFL. And I'm sitting there and I'm going, that's not true. Mm. And everybody's like blown away. He's like, yep, played in all three. Played in the College of Minnesota and then played in all three. And I'm sitting there going, no, he was drafted by all three. He played basketball and baseball at Minnesota and got drafted in both the NBA and the MLB draft, but he never played NBA basketball. And he got drafted by the Minnesota Vikings in like the 23rd round, back when they had that many rounds. And they were just like, F it, we'll just take the guy. But he never played in the NFL. And I just listened to this. And finally, I tapped one of the younger guys on the shoulder and I said, yeah, none of that's true. He only played Major League Baseball. And he was like, really?
No.
Yeah. Well, he it was the authoritative guy. And he was so sure of it. Like, I let somebody else know.
He was cocksure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, Evan, you came charging.
Oh, I love this topic. Do I have one. I went to a Tiger game 3 years ago when Ohtani was on the Angels still. I had to go see Ohtani play. Kenny was actually sitting next to me. I wish he was here so he could corroborate this story. But I was telling, mansplaining to my wife about Ohtani and his stats, how good he is. And then I said his age. I said he's 28. This woman in front of me with a Fugazi Ohtani jersey turns around and says he's 25. I don't know what you're talking about. And I'm like, what? Did you just butt in this conversation? And I know for a fact how old he was. And Ashley, my wife, looks, she's like, you're not saying anything back to her. And I'm like, come on. And she's like, you're not starting this.
Let me put her in her place.
And so I Google it and I show it on her phone. She's like, Evan, stop. You're not saying anything to her. I'm like, she said it to me. So.
And did you say something?
No.
Attaboy, smart decision.
She wouldn't allow it. But
good decision.
To this day, if I ever saw that woman again, because her face is burned into my brain. Yeah. I would tell her she was wrong.
As long as your wife's not around.
So my story is like a flat-out imposter story.
Oh, really?
I was at a charity event where there was, it was not even an event. It's like sometimes during the summer you might see some organizations put on like blackjack tables or gambling tables for charity at restaurants or something like that. So I went to the ones that supports a friend of mine. And I'm sitting at this table and I'm playing blackjack and there's two other people at the table. One is this guy who's in nice coat and tie, look a little bit younger. And next to him was this very attractive woman who had just, they weren't there together. And he's clearly trying to impress her. And he's got this ring on his hand. And she goes, oh, that's an interesting ring. And he goes, yes, it's my Stanley Cup championship ring with the Red Wings. And I'm like, all right. And I'm thinking,
please tell me you intervened.
I'm like, okay, how do I handle this? Because I look at this guy and like, I know who the champion Red Wing players are. And I'm like, oh, you were on the team, huh? He goes, yeah. Oh, that's cool. That's cool. What's your name? You know, and I believe he said he was Johan Garpenlov. Now, I don't remember if Garpenlov was on a championship team or not, but I know this guy wasn't Johan Garpenlov.
Okay.
So he's got the ring. I don't know if he borrowed a ring from somebody and he's just passing himself up. But I'm like, this guy. So he gets up and goes to the bathroom, whatever. And the woman is like, she's really impressed. Did you know he was a Red Wing? I'm like, I know he's not a Red Wing. And she said, what? I said, don't let him fool you. You do what you want here. But I'm telling you right now, I would know he's not a Red Wing.
All right, 248-539-9797. What is the greatest misinformation you heard out in public? Like Kang heard that somebody thought Anthony Richardson was the Lions' backup quarterback. I heard somebody say that Dave Winfield played Major League Baseball, NFL football, and NBA basketball, and Gator. Had a guy say, I'm Johan Garpenlov, when he knew damn well it was not. By the way, it's probably a decent poll. If you're going to pretend you're a Red Wing, go with Johan Garpenlov, somebody that nobody would, many people wouldn't know what he looks like.
Right.
It's Carson Anderson. We'll get to your phone calls and feedback next. 97.1. When you've been out amongst the unwashed, what have you heard them say? It was complete and total BS. And you knew it, like the stories we just told. 248-539-9797. Ange, you're on 97.1. Hello, Ange.
Oh, Ann. Is it Ann?
Oh, okay, sure. We got a G in there. Okay, it's Ann. Sorry, Ann. Hello.
It's all good. Hi, guys.
What's up?
All right. So my husband and I were at the Sports Spectacular show over the weekend at Novi. Mm-hmm. Shout out Dim's Dimes. Kang, you know him or know of him. And so he's a pretty intelligent collector. And we overheard a guy. He was talking and bragging to another guy about these Nike turf shoes, not game used. And he was using ChatGPT to like get like rare and unique stuff to make it more valuable. So we were standing in line for Barry for signatures, mind you. And the guy was just basically bragging about getting more inscriptions and trying to increase like the retail value and just using ChatGPT. And we actually looked it up to see like, yeah, he literally just took these blank ideas, and any intelligent collector knows that's not really going to increase the value. So
I don't understand what he was doing. Kang, do you get, I'm sorry, I don't get it. He had
Nike turf shoes. Like they weren't game worn. He was in line waiting for an autograph from Barry Sanders, and he was going to get inscriptions like signature. I'm sorry.
You're going to have him sign the shoe.
Yeah. The Nike turf shoes. Yeah.
Okay.
So
what does ChatGPT have to do?
He used ChatGPT to search for ideas to get the shoes more valuable and to like increase nostalgia and the worth.
Okay, I got you. So see what he would sign. Is that what you're saying? So it would make it more valuable if he signed a Barry Sanders number 20 Hall of Fame class, you know, whatever, 2000.
Yeah, he just got some random turf shoes, yeah, to get signed, and then using ChatGPT for ideas where they're completely unoriginal and it's not going to give you unique ideas to increase value. Yeah, I think King would probably pick up on it too as a collector. So.
Maybe, yeah. I'm not a collector and I'm not quite picking up on it, but.
Well, I'm not sure if it's a bad idea though. King, is that a bad idea to go to ChatGPT and ask, hey, what increases the value in a signature if there's something they put on there?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a fan of the AI stuff. And as a lot of times what it's doing is it's summarizing what the internet's saying. You know what I mean? It's not exactly, it's not, I would say, correct information necessarily. It's just what everyone's talking about. And on the fact she's saying, like, he grabbed some random shoes. Yeah, these are just random shoes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're not game worn. They're not even player
issue. How do I make this random shoe more valuable?
Exactly. So, I mean, people are doing this nowadays. And in collecting world as well, because they just don't know anymore.
From an unnamed texter, sitting at Breslin last winter for a game, guy next to me says, Jeremy Fears had to sit out a year because he shot someone. My wife did the same as Evans and wouldn't let me correct him.
I think you need to make a correction there.
Yeah. It's right? A kind of a serious
that's not exactly distinction why to make.
Yeah. He was the recipient.
He got shot.
He got shot. He did not shoot anyone. When it comes to serious stuff like that, I think it's okay to intervene and go, no. He got shot. I had a guy at a pizza place confidently tell me that Mike Tomlin is now an analyst on the Detroit Lions coaching staff, and he doubled down when I pressed him. That's from Mike at a work fan. That's great.
Do they hire him? That'd be awesome.
It would be great if Mike Tomlin was with the Lions. I'd love it.
Iron sharpening iron with the coaching staff. I like it.
Yeah. What did you hear out in the wild that you knew immediately was misinformation? I once had a source tip me that a player who kind of surprisingly retired years ago was doing so because of an HIV diagnosis.
Oh, my. Yep.
But I think that was like somebody took a rumor, and because of the position they had, I was like, okay. And I was like, that's something that I'll keep to myself until I find out anything more.
Yeah,
do some digging.
Very responsible.
But it did not turn out to be the, apparently did not turn out to be the case. But I felt like that was just a bad source. But it's like your guy with the Anthony Richardson card or the Anthony Richardson take. He heard a rumor that he might get, my guess is he heard a rumor that it might make sense in Detroit because we had that trade proposal a couple weeks ago by some NFL insider, and he took it as it was actually the case. From Ryan, I used to work with a guy that claimed he was Rick Springfield's illegitimate love child. Somehow that actually worked. Laughed my ass off. Okay.
Is his mom named after Jesse's girl or no?
Could be. So he claimed that Rick Springfield was his father and that his father just, Rick Springfield knocked up his mom at some point. And he was the product of said relationship. Jack on a mower. My aunt, who worked at the Joe, said Mike Ilitch asked her for recommendations on what to do with the team on multiple occasions.
Sure. Yeah.
My aunt, who worked at the Joe, so Mike Ilitch asked her to do the team. Okay.
Well, you know, if is it impossible to think that Mike Ilitch walking around the Joe would walk up to workers that have been there for a while and just jokingly, or maybe not jokingly, just engage in a conversation. Oh, well, what do you think we should do?
Do I think that's impossible?
And then not do it, but, you know.
Not do it.
But listen.
Well, if he's asking, do you think we should change the signage over here? I could see Mike Ilitch asking a worker, should we change the signage? Walking around the Joe, but I don't think hockey decisions. Could he do it jokingly?
You think we should trade for Team Mussolini?
Jerome Iginla? Should I make a run at Jerome Iginla? 248-539-9797.
For Johan Garpenlöf. And an eighth round pick.
Right. Anyway, if you got any good stories of stuff you heard out in public, we'd love to hear them. 248-539-9797. By the way, Evan and I made a bet today.
Did you?
Yep. We bet a lunch. Before I tell you what the bet is, what does your gut tell you? Do you want to be on Evan's side or my side?
Your side.
Okay. So our conversation yesterday about how many Tiger All-Stars there would be.
Mm-hmm.
Evan said there would only be one. We bet a lunch. I took the over.
Okay. I like the bet. I think it's an interesting bet. Logic would say that when they're going to assemble this team, first of all, they get the vote from the fans. That what the Tigers won't have going for them is the fact that they're, you know, top team in baseball. So the average baseball fan who's not a Tiger fan won't be gravitating towards, just, oh, well, who's the best team? Well, the Tigers are. I'll select this guy. There's your Zach McKinstry vote or whatever.
Yep.
Because they're one of the worst teams in baseball, that vote doesn't come in. But interesting. I think it's two at the very least, because I think you got Dingler and Riley Green are both there.
I'm pretty confident that I'll win this bet. If you start thinking about, there won't be guys that get voted in. The biggest thing I got going for me is Scooble's return. If he returns and pitches well, he's going to make it. Even if it's just four or five starts before the All-Star game, he's going to make it, is my opinion. My dad called me and asked me if I heard that we had traded Goff. I told him to get off Facebook. That's from an unnamed texter. Joe in Chesterfield, I was at a Lions game 2 years ago. Khalif Raymond returned a punt for a touchdown. Kid behind me asks his dad, who is that? Dad confidently says, Zach Raymond. He's a rookie. It's from Joe in Chesterfield. One time I thought I heard on a broadcast that Larry Nance Jr. was the announcer, Jim Nance's son. I ended up telling people at work because I thought it was the coolest thing that I'd ever heard. I now know that I was very wrong.
Hello, friends. Like to introduce you to my son.
And Scott writes in.
His name was Larry Nance Jr.
Right.
Like, why would you think Jim?
Jim.
It's his
dad. Jim's son. But if Jim's son, wouldn't it be Jim Nance Jr.?
Scott writes in, somebody told me once that the Red Wings got Matt Niskanen at the trade deadline. Oh, so great.
I don't think there's anything funny about that.
Coming up next, it's this hour's important cheese question.
You all suck.
We got a lot of those texts, by the way.
Did we really?
Yeah.
I'll never live it down.
No. Our important cheese Kesha question, straight ahead on this National Cheese Day, 97.1. Paula is next here on 97.1. Hello, Paula.
Hi, how are you?
We're good.
Well, so I used to work in the music business, and I lived in New York. And one time we were in this small club, and Keith Richards and Jim Belushi walked in. John Belushi, I'm sorry. Oh. And the crowd races to get to autographs, you know, and they're bugging Keith and Keith signing autographs. Well, there's one kid in particular was like standing on my feet and sitting on my table, and they're like pushing people around, and he wheels around to me and he said, look, I got Keith Richards' autograph. And I looked down at the autograph, and I looked at the where Keith and Belushi were sitting, and I looked at the kid. I said, that's not Keith Richards, that's Ron Wood. And he was so disappointed.
So was it Ron Wood or was it actually Keith Richards?
No, it was Keith. It was Keith.
Okay, but so you were just messing with the kid.
Huh?
You were just messing with the kid?
I was messing with him because he'd been so annoying. He was like sitting on my table and standing on my feet. And I just, so he was just devastated.
He walked away believing that was true, huh? So yeah. You were the person serving up the misinformation.
Yeah, I was the one that gave the, but I did it on purpose.
Yes.
I'd be happy with a Ron Wood autograph.
Well, yeah. I mean, but it wouldn't be a big surprise that you would see Keith Richards with Belushi, you know?
That's kind of cool.
Thank you for sharing, Paula. All right, let's get to our cheese question. Today is National Cheese Day, and we are stopping the show to ask important cheese questions once an hour, all day long here on Carson Anderson. All right, Kang, what do we got this hour?
All right, boys. Doug Gator, what is your favorite cheese to eat by itself? Just no, you know, not on top of anything, not with anything, not, you know, not spread onto anything, just eating cheese.
Oh, man.
There's one that
I've got a new favorite.
I can't find anymore. And years ago, when I was a kid, I was at a friend's house, and my friend's mom had cut up like little cubes of this cheese, and I literally can't find it anymore. And it was like a yellow cheese, like an American type, not American, but like a cheddar type cheese. But it had little bits of like pepperoni in it, like just tiny little pieces of
really
of meat in there. It was so
and
good.
Cubed?
Yeah. And well, she ended up cubing.
Oh,
it came in like a block
of
cheese,
and
she, yeah, would cube it. That to me was amazing. And I've tried to find something like that ever since, and I've never come, just haven't been able to do it.
Okay, so I brought one today because I've got a favorite cheese that I eat.
Snack cheese.
Yes, and I've got it. I don't know the name of it. It's kind of a weird thing. I can only get it at one store. So I'm going to run, go get it. Oh. Kang, do you have an answer?
Yeah, I'll answer while you run. All right. It, Doug, you know it's high in protein. That's why
100%.
You know, it's like one of these snack healthy,
like low milk,
skim 2% maybe.
Yeah.
I wish I could come up with something more exciting, Gator. But mine's gonna be just the cubed cheddar cheese. You know, they come with the crackers or the vegetables or fruit. You know, like if people are drinking wine, I just like to eat the cheese.
I love like just various cubed cheeses that you can get that are like for hors d'oeuvres and stuff like that. I love it. Like that's my first go-to if you go to some party or an event and hey, here's the cheese and cracker table. I'm like, hell yeah, let's go.
Do you like string cheese?
I do, but it's more the novelty, you know, peeling it off and then
taking... Is it more of like a kid cheese? Do you see grown adults eating the string cheese a lot, or is it...
Yeah, I imagine this guy across from me probably does that.
What's that?
Do you like string cheese?
It's okay. I don't love it.
Just okay, see?
Yeah.
Just the thumb of cheese.
Just the thumb.
Okay. These you can get at Bush's. These aged cheddar cheese Kerrygold cheese sticks are so stinking good.
Can't hide money.
Do they serve it to you in like a tuxedo? Or how does this work?
No, you get them in a package of like 10 of them.
Excuse me, sir. Would you like me to unwrap that, please?
So good.
It looks good, actually.
Aged cheddar cheese snacks from Kerrygold.
I kind of want it right now.
You going to share some with Gator?
Yeah, no, I'm not. I love these things. I value them too much. Maybe I'll bring in some tomorrow and you guys can try.
Okay.
But I'm looking for, this is my post show snack on the drive home. So not giving that up.
All right,
so
one
this is
more?
My favorite kind of piece of favorite cheese to eat.
We thought it would say something like high protein. Or,
yeah,
you
I'm
know.
Sure you. I can imagine the jokes fat. Are fine.
No, it's Kerrygold, so you know it's straight from Ireland.
It's really good. Bush's is the only place I've seen them. The supermarket chain.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Favorite food with the cheese in the name, like just it's got to have cheese in the name, right? For example, like mac and cheese. All right.
Oh, boy.
Like, pizza doesn't count. No, I guess you could say cheese pizza, but I'm not counting that.
I grilled cheese.
Grilled cheese sandwich is a classic, easy.
I love a grilled cheese sandwich, a little tomato soup, dipping in the soup.
Cheeseburger.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Oh.
Well, you're not the red
turkey
meat.
Burger.
Yeah,
yeah,
but it's
cheese.
Yeah.
I just get dismissed.
Anything else, Doug?
Completely dismissed.
I'm going to go chicken parmesan. Parmesan.
Parmesan's
a cheese.
It's literally a cheese.
It doesn't have to say cheese. It can be like just, you know, a type of cheese. Doug, you'd be like turkey and Swiss.
What do you mean?
That's in the name, right? Turkey and Swiss.
A turkey and Swiss sandwich?
Yeah.
Yeah, turkey and Swiss sandwiches are pretty much money. So,
Cheese dip.
You love dips, though.
I love dips.
Yeah.
Do you like cheese dip more than other dips? Like queso? Do you like queso above of guacamole or salsa or... Five layer.
I would probably be more like if you had a little bowl of guac and a bowl of queso and then a bag of chips.
Where are you going first?
I'll probably start with the guac, but I'm going to finish with the queso, and I'm probably going to knock down more queso than with the guac. And I love guac, but queso, man.
when you build with your own bowl, both you guys.
Yeah.
What type of cheese do you prefer, the shredded or the queso?
Shredded.
Wow.
Yeah.
You guys just became best friends.
I don't ever get queso.
I knew you wouldn't. Yeah.
I mean, I have nothing against pump cheese. I like pump cheese a lot. And sometimes it's better than regular.
You just took away my answer for when Kang asked, what's an overrated cheese?
Oh, the pump cheese?
Pump cheese.
What, if you have to pump the cheese, you don't like it?
Sometimes it just makes more sense. Like if you get chili cheese fries.
Oh, yeah.
I feel
that
like.
That way it makes way
and
more
I've
sense.
I've had them both. Yeah, like the shredded cheese, but then you gotta melt the shredded cheese, and then it's different because it.
No, it's totally different.
You end up pulling it up in a clump. You get a clump of 10 fries because the cheese is melting on it. But if you get the pump cheese, it kind of seeps in and gets in all over all the fries.
Way better.
Yeah.
You ever go to a place where they just like lay a slice of cheese on top and like put it in the microwave or something? Like, that's not cheese fries.
That's not enough. Yeah.
I mean, I guess it's easy for me to be dismissive of pump cheese because I don't get cheese fries, but I think.
Why don't you get cheese fries?
Because I think the fry is good enough. Naked, it doesn't need to be cheesed up. But like pump cheese, if you go to a game and get nachos and there's pump cheese.
In fairness, most if you're going to get the cheese fries, it's a chili cheese fries, and Doug's not going to go for the chili on it.
That's very true. Right, is one of your questions? What's an overrated cheese? Or is that not going to be one of your questions?
Yeah, it was. But okay. You can answer it now, though. I can come up with more, man. I got
more. Yeah. Well, I was going to say pump cheese or cheese heads. Cheese heads are the worst. Overhead, you can't see around them. I didn't realize that until I sat behind a cheese head, a Packer fan at a game. You can't see around the damn cheese head if you're right behind them.
Yeah, what game was that at, Thung?
It was at a Super Bowl.
Oh, okay.
You were there.
I know, I was with you. It was awful. Our seats at the 50-yard line.
Well, we were in level seven. It was the one in Dallas.
Being obstructed by
cheese
heads.
It was literally an obstructed view because of the cheese heads in front of us. I was like, wait a sec, these shouldn't be allowed in stadiums.
No, they shouldn't be. That's a big mistake.
If you're sitting behind one of them,
it's gross.
Pain in the ass.
Totally gross. Never should have happened.
I mean,
first world problems, right? Yeah. I mean, with my Super Bowl seats, but
my most overrated is going to be controversial, and I'm embarrassed to say it, but to me, it is pepper jack.
Ooh,
because sometimes it can be too powerful, and it overpowers whatever it is I'm eating, and it's no bueno.
Okay,
Kang, so I guess it's overpowering pepper jack as opposed to just plain old pepper jack.
Real quick, overrated.
God, I feel like I love all cheese. It's a tough one. I'm up against it. I have to tell you after the break.
All right. It's Carson Anderson here on 97.1.